Vidya Ben from India. She has arrived only yesterday, and so certainly tomorrow will conduct the class. Today she will meet and introduce herself. हाँ परिचय दो अपना और एक दो शब्द बाकी फिर कल क्लास करें.
ओम शांति. लौकिक नाम विजय बहन है. 1964 में जयपुर में बाबा का छोटी आयु में ज्ञान मिला. 1968 में
इंग्लिश
बोलेंगे नहीं इंग्लिश नहीं चल ओके. और 1968 में साकार बाबा ने हमको खुद ही समर्पित करके गुजरात की सेवा में भेजा है और तब से लेकर आज तक गुजरात की सेवा में तत्पर हैं. पर साथ साथ बाबा भारत के बहुत शहरों में सेवा करवाई है और साथ साथ विदेश सेवा में भी कई जगह पर जाकर सेवा का लाभ मिला है. और आज ड्रामा प्लान अनुसार आप सभी के पास यहाँ 2 महीने सेवा के लिए आए हैं. तो आप सभी को मधुबन में कई बार देखते रहते हैं लेकिन व्यक्तिगत मिलने का लाभ नहीं मिला. तो ड्रामा अनुसार सेवा करने और बाबा के इस ईश्वरीय परिवार से मिलने का एक सौभाग्य मुझे प्राप्त हुआ है. तो थैंक्स बाबा का कि जिसने मुझे यहाँ पर सेवा में भेजा है. अभी तो हाँ जी मैं लगभग मेरी उम्र 9-10 साल की थी और जयपुर में पहला ही नया सेंटर खुला था और हमारे लौकिक ग्रैंडफादर सबसे पहले ज्ञान में आए और उनके साथ मैंने भी बचपन से ही बाबा का ये ज्ञान लिया. लौकिक ग्रैंड मदर और हमारी आंटी हम 4 जने ही ज्ञान में चलते थे. और मैं जब छोटी थी तो सुदेश दीदी उस समय जयपुर में म्यूजियम बना था तो बाबा ने दीदी को वहां रखा हुआ था. तो हमारे लौकिक दादा जो थे वो जब मेरी स्कूल की वैकेशन होती थी तो हमको इनके पास भेजते थे कि जाओ इन दीदियों से कुछ ट्रेनिंग लेकर आओ सीख कर आओ. तो जो थोड़ा समय मिलता था 8 दिन 10 दिन 15 दिन तो इनके साथ रहकर हम ट्रेनिंग लेते थे. और वो जो बीज ज्ञान का इनकी पालना का पड़ा है तो आज हम उस स्थान पर देख रहे हैं कि बाबा हमारे से इतनी सेवा करवा रहे हैं. बहुत सालों के बाद दीदी से भी मिलना हुआ है और अभी यहाँ पर हैं तो आपसे मिलते रहेंगे. अनुभव की लेन देन साकार बाबा के साथ के अनुभवों की लेन देन करते रहेंगे.
came 1964 in Jan, and then 1968, from a young age he took the knowledge. 1968, Baba himself then asked her to grow in godly service, surrender for godly service after her studies. And at that time, Baba sent her in Gujarat. And from that time, she is there in Gujarat Seva service, but different places of Bharat. And also gave the service in some places in abroad as well. The whole family was in Jan, grandmother, grandfather, herself, four of them. And from the this young age, in early times, when being with Baba, even in school time, whenever there was vacations, Baba would, her grandfather, because they used to come at the center, her grandfather then would send her in Jaipur, because at that time the center was in Jaipur, and at that time Suresh then was living there. And so from that childhood at the age of 10, so she had this, her father, grandfather would say, go and get training. And so that from that childhood the seed was planted, and at that time it brought the fruit and the service that Baba is actually giving the opportunity to take this service. I'm very fortunate that I have come here. She said she is very fortunate that she is here. For 2 months she has come, and as being with Sakar Baba, he will definitely share the experiences of from Baba, as well as whatever other service would be. And so today it's only the introduction time, and future she will continue to meet you. Thank you. Om Shanti. Now, you had a dip. 1 minute silence only, and then we start. Ek hi line geet ki bolo. Abhi geet ki bajayenge, last mein bajayenge. Om Shanti. Did you have a nice dip in the lake of knowledge and remembrance? Had a nice dip today? What is Baba making us by giving us, making us aware of taking a dip in Gyan Man Sarovar, in the lake of knowledge and in the lake of remembrance? It's the ocean who comes in unlimited, comes in the limited, in a worldly sense, of lake, of Lake Raj, to make our fortune, because from there Baba could not shower this, the ocean of knowledge. Rain can be from there, but lake and sarovars, it has to be on the on this level. And so Baba comes and creates this beautiful lake. In Hindi, to write our lekha, our fortune, to create our fortune. But we need to be ready to have a dip. And the beauty of this is the power in that lake of knowledge, the ocean of knowledge, and the power of love of Baba. Baba's love for me and my love for Baba, that creates the lake of love, which makes us beautiful. That means yoga. knowledge is showering unlimited for anyone, for everyone. Rain showers unconditionally anywhere, but lake you need to go and dip in, have a dip in it. Baba is unlimited, giving the knowledge to everyone unconditionally for every religion, for all. But in order to become Brahmin, we need to have a dip. The knowledge that is Baba giving here on this planet. The beauty, the praise of the lake is that an ugly has a dip in the lake, becomes beautiful. An old man takes a dip in it, becomes young. A poor takes a dip in it, becomes wealthy. And today Baba speaking about, it's not only just the wealthy, and but you become so beautiful that you become angels. Not just a human consciousness of healthy or young. When you are this level, reaching that level, it is going beyond age, going beyond heaviness, going beyond any bondage, transparent, lightness and freedom. And that is the inner beauty. Purity is the beauty of the soul. And that purity is the wealth. Because impurity and corruption, Baba spoke about, was the poverty. If you remember Sunday's Murli, tell people that here there is so much corruption, and you are making, singing a slogan or saying, remove poverty, but God has come to remove the poverty, which people have become so poor as they have become corrupt. Yaad hai? Bhrashtachar ki jo garibi hai, shrishth acharan nahi hai, wo Baba hatane haya hai, aur pavitra bana kar ke tumko itna dhanwan banaya hai, jo Lakshmi Narayan ka rajya jam jave, kitna dhan hoga wahan par, par Lakshmi Narayan ka matlab kya? What is the meaning of being the wealthy? And when you take this dip in this knowledge, Baba comes and makes you beautiful first. First he showers you the shower of knowledge, with the power of love. He removes the dust which was on these flowers. Beautiful flowers who were the golden flowers, pure like lotus, the embodiment of all virtues. Now when we once again having this knowledge deeply and clearly, you recognize your inner beauty. Purity of the mind, purity of the intellect, because intellect becomes corrupt, the mind becomes dirty, and result is sanskara, action then interaction, which corruption then makes corrupt others as well. The atmosphere becomes dirty, the environment becomes dirty. And so, Baba is giving us a mirror. What your stage was, how beautiful you were. Where have you reached? So who created this? Who made you dirty. Maya came, where it come from? God comes from Paramdham to make us beautiful. Where does Maya come from? Where does Raman come from? Who create? Baba is the creator of Brahmin and deities, and in order to become deities, we conquer Maya and warriors. That's why we become warriors. And this is why Baba says, I create Brahmin, deities and warriors. Brahmin's aim is to become deities, divine beings. And in order to conquer which Maya came in between, other people are not worried about conquering Maya. They live in Maya. They love Maya. They like it's in their natural. That is what is their position. That is what their duty, beauty. The whole world is enjoying Maya, what is they call it Maya. The more the authority is, the egocentric person, the more he enjoys his power. Corruption more is there, more they think they are very wealthy. But who created? But they don't even realize that they have to conquer. It's only we Brahman, then we recognize. Then we realize and recognize this is Maya. But why we are taking so much time to become clean, pure? We know this. What is the secret that it is taking so long time to let go? Who created it? We are the creator. This lake of body consciousness, in this lake of mud, emotions, desires, dust, we have created this. We have forgotten that I as a soul have all the achievements, and I forgot and I created Maya. And then I want more and more and more. And I forgot that my aim is Ichha Matram Avidya. There's no desire and not even the consciousness to have. What body consciousness, the name, fame, position, love, respect. I had forgotten that I had. Name was so great that even in after so long, 2,500 years before, 5,000 years before, I had this name of divinity, of spirituality, of purity, of Lakshmi, the embodiment of virtue. A human being of divinity, spirituality, purity and royalty. That was Lakshmi Narayan. My name was so divine that until now, after 5,000 years, that name is being remembered. That name is being praised. I, the soul, lived in that world of enjoyment. Khana paan matware pode. I was enjoying my pralabdha. I was experiencing my perfection. What created? As soon as this body consciousness came, I began to identify, to explore, where I am living. I want to know more what about my this physical form, because again and again this was education was given, inspiration was given, but my own desires of they based on body consciousness. And I created Maya, and these are my children. And I don't want to kill them. माया से प्यार इतना कि अपनी रचना है ना, तो अपनी रचना को जल्दी छोड़ेंगे थोड़ी, समझ आई ये बात। माया हमने रची है और हम इतने इनकोग्निटो, अपने आप जैसे भगवान ने अपने आप छिपा करके सब कुछ करके अपने आप को छिपा दिया, परम धाम चला गया कि नहीं मैं तो कुछ नहीं कर रहा हूँ, तुमने किया। हमने अपने आप अभिमान से, अपमान की फीलिंग से, अहंकार की फीलिंग से, वो लोभ की फीलिंग से, मैंने थोड़ी किया इसके कारण मैंने किया, अपने आप को छिपा दिया। तो गॉड took himself away totally neutral and then sat down in Paramahan after making me so beautiful, after creating my fortune again, after making me so divine, all virtuous. Lakshmi and Narayan were his wealth, health, beauty, prosperity, divine name, Lakshmi, the embodiment of virtues. Lakshan, Kulakshan. Divine virtues and defect in a human being. Devilish qualities, divine qualities. Narayan, there is a complete neutral stage, being in the body, remaining above the authority of the self sovereignty. Narayan, Maharaja, self sovereign. So this spirituality of Narayan and purity together was Lakshmi and Narayan. So the more and more I became authority, Baba made me authority of spirituality, an embodiment of virtues, living in this world where everything had become dirty. Maya had influenced me, so I living with this, creating this mud of body consciousness, now I'm creating my mud on me. And became dependent, so attached, that I don't want to let them go. Taking so long. I know this. And because now on one side God has created me through the mother, Brahma, and I realize that yes, I am God's child, and Brahma and mother and father want to serve me, save me, protect me, so they are guiding me, that go Maya. Now, Maya thinks that now you have created me and you belong to me. I don't want to go. So it's a battle. Pull a tug of war. Maya puts on one side and say, Baba, Maya is pulling me. Baba, Maya is pulling me. And Baba says, no, but I am pulling you to the soul world. I am pulling you to the soul world. And so he is making it, trying to make me aware, giving me the mirror of my divinity, how beautiful I was. And now I am just being in this world of dirt. I have lost my beauty, I lost my purity, I lost my divinity, I lost my spirituality, and eventually I lost my dignity. So degraded became. And because I became degraded, now I have a desire again to achieve what perfect name I had. Name was based on virtues. As devil's name as it is given on according to the actions. All these names which are there, Dushasan in politics, Duryodhan in then in politics there is corruption, and through enmity they create enmity, and with any they create competition, enemy of each other in election, through corruption, they become authority. Duryodhan, in the battlefield, corrupt policy followed. Shakuni, doubt. Shak, not faith in self, not faith in other, not faith in anyone. So all these names are Hiranyakashyap, the one who is focused on gold and authority, and always never accepting the praise of God or name of God, and troubling the children of God. the name, female's name? Male's name, Shishupal, bachche palne ka shauk. Love my children, attachment. Female's name, Swaroop Nakha. Nasha mere Swaroop ka. To powder lagaun, mitti lagaun, chuna lagaun, sundar to ban jaun. Putting a powder and cream so at least I look beautiful. Swaroop ka nasha aur laksh ko girane ka aim. So Lakshman ke paas gai, mere se shaadi kar le. To apne dehe bhan ka nasha laksh ko bula deta hai, Lakshmi nahi banne deta. Upar mitti se upar rehne wali ko mitti ka, mitti ke paude dhool chadha deta hai. खान पान मतवारे पौधे इनके ऊपर आकर छिड़की रंग रूप की माया सदैवान की माया आई लक्ष्य भूल गए स्वरूप नखा बन गई पूतना बच्चों के बच्चा यानी बेबीज को लेके प्यार में नहीं परंतु मार पूतना स्वरूप नखा ये किसके नाम है ये देह अभिमान के अवगुणों के नाम है और पवित्रता के नाम लक्ष्मी सत्यता का नाम पार्वतन की रशिर के साथ योगी का नाम पार्वती पार्वतन में रहने वाली सो दीज आर द नेम द डिजायर्स ऑफ नेम फेम पोजिशन makes us degraded. And become, when you become self-sovereignty, that this desire is not there because you are the embodiment of these qualities. So here you became, we became embodiment of corruption. Now we became, have connection with Baba. And with connection, this becomes, once again, correction comes. Corruption, we begin to correct ourselves. Negative becoming positive. Weakness becomes strength. Body conscious changing into soul consciousness. Attachment with human beings changing into love for Baba. So purification takes place. And as soon as this done, then the soul is same soul living here, loves God. And the companion of God is called Parvati. Going beyond one, companion of God, consort of God, Haseena of God. So Haseen has come, the beautiful one has come to make us beautiful, par pehle Parvati banake. Go beyond far this body consciousness.